Hello. Hello, hi everyone. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Amita Sharma and I have Justin Flory with me. And today we will be speaking on a topic, evolution of women contribution in distro and FOSS. And we will try to map it with the changes in the technology from on-prem to cloud to edge. So this will be our agenda today. We will give a brief introduction about ourselves. We'll try to look at the past, like 10 years or a decade, how the women stand in the technology in the open source world. What does the present look like for the women in the open source world and in the tech industry? And how the future will be? What are the parameters which has impacted in the past? What is the factors which are influencing today, and what we can do to make tomorrow better for the women. So with that, I am Amita Sharma. As I just mentioned, I am from India, Pune location, and I am working in Red Hat. I have a little bit more than of 17 years of experience and 12 years at Red Hat. I started contributing in Fedora since last 8 years, and I started with Fedora quality engineering testing, and then I started contributing in the diversity team of Fedora. I also served as a diversity advisor while contributing in Fedora, but in last few years I faced some personal issues, and that's why I had to step back a little bit. But now I am coming back again with the help of my friends, and Justin is one of them. That is not so quick introduction about me. I would request Justin to.
Hi, my name is Justin. In addition to being one of your DevRoom co-wranglers today, I've also been in the Fedora community for about 8 years. Currently, I'm at Red Hat as the Fedora community architect, where I joined pretty recently in October. So long time in Fedora, new to Red Hat. But in addition to all these things I'm doing in my day job and things I did in Fedora in the past, I also work together with Amita and even I think a couple folks who might be in this room now too, to co-found our, at the time it was our diversity team, now diversity, equity, and inclusion team in 2015. And we've had kind of a very interesting journey over the last 8 years as we've tried to think around how we can make our community more inclusive and welcoming for people across all kinds of different backgrounds. So that's a little bit about us, but let's go ahead and before we get into the past, present, future, some questions to help frame our conversation for today.
Yeah. So as we go into the presentation, I would request all of you to think about these questions and answers. I'm sure these answers are not binary in a yes or no, but it can give you a trigger in mind to think a little bit about the women contribution in the open source and overall in the tech industry. So with the hope you will leave this talk with some deeper insight, how you might answer these questions in your own communities. I would like to go through these questions. When technology is advancing rapidly, we all know that how technology is moving. The data is coming out of the data centers and on-prem to cloud and making its way to the edge, even the autonomous technology. Do we think that even women is also advancing in their career and in the tech industry and in open source and in distros along with this technology? How rapidly these technology are advancing? Over the time, what are those critical factors that has influenced or impacted the women growth overall? What should we stop, start, and continue doing to influence the women growth and women's contribution in the open source? How can we together build a cohesive environment for the women to contribute, to support, and to grow so that they can also reach to their sky when even data has come out of the data centers? So with that thought, let's look at the past. When I say at the past, I'm talking about last two decades, like 20 years, where how the woman contributed or where she stood in the open source communities or in the tech industry. What were those challenges which has impacted her contribution and her ratio as compared to other genders in these communities? So we all know, maybe we can ask this question to ourselves, that when you think about of tiffin making or doing the laundry or taking care of the kids at the home, who comes in our mind? A mother, a female figure, right? So by default, it is a socially customized thought or socially, you know, all over accepted thought that female is the primary caretaker at the home and not the men. So open source communities, all the contribution to the distros as well, it is something we do out of our job or along with our job. This is where men can sink in their time easily because they are not the birth giver, they are not the primary caretaker at the home. They don't have that primary responsibilities at the home. So with that social obligation of taking care of everything at home while also doing their job, it is a little bit difficult to expect during that era from women to also contribute in the open source world. So balancing between all of these duties was a little difficult at that point of time. Another factor which has influenced women contribution in the open source world is going away from the home. I'm not too sure about other countries, but in India, from where I'm coming, and mostly